Well, by the same token, I mean, we can say a lot about relationships in the church. I will build my church that the gates of hell cannot prevail against. I would say it's another one of those essential things to find out what the true meaning of church is, the true meaning of the body of Christ being joined and knit together by every supporting ligament, and pour ourselves into that, because apart from that, the gates of hell will prevail against your life. You're going to be dashed against the rocks of life. Your boat's going to get tossed in the storms, and you're going to get slammed up against the rocks rather than anchored in the harbor to ride out the storms that will come, which is what God intended for us to be in the church. I will build my church. I will not build individuals that are so spiritual the gates of hell won't prevail against them. I will build my church where the hand does not say to the eye, I don't need you. I'm spiritual. I have Jesus. I don't need anybody else. Well, Jesus said, and the scriptures say again and again and again, if you live that way, you're going to crash and you're going to burn and you're going to suffer needlessly. He desires that we lose our lives into one another. And another one of those pivotal issues, in order to not have the gates of hell prevail against us, is that we understand what it means to be melted into the life of the church rather than just attend it, to be melted into it on a daily basis. Admonish one another daily, a pivotal verse. As long as it's called today, admonish one another daily. In other words, get involved on a daily basis in each other's lives on a heart level. On a heart level, how are you today really spiritually? How was your time with Jesus today? What are you suffering under the temptation of? What character issues are you working on? What are the things in your life that are important that are driving you further from God or are drawing you nearer to God? What are those things in your life today? Admonish one another daily. Get involved on a heart level every day. Now, what happens if we don't? We're hardened and deceived by sin. Either God lied, or we need to do that, and we need to do it with a whole heart on a daily basis. The scriptures say daily. So another pivotal verse, get engaged in the process of applying the Word of God to your life, applying the Word of God to others' lives, and letting them apply the Word of God to your life. Get engaged in that every single day. Otherwise, the net result will be you will be hardened and you will be deceived. You'll think you're doing fine and you won't care about anything, but you'll be wrong. You'll be outside of God's will and you'll suffer for it. Get engaged. It's sort of like a drivetrain. Unless the clutch is engaged, there's no power there. Get engaged into the life of Christ, in the body of Christ, and God promises you that the gates of hell won't prevail. He also promises you if you don't get engaged, if you don't connect and get driven in the power of the larger thing than what you are by yourself, that you'll be hardened, you won't care anymore, and you'll be deceived in thinking that you're right and everybody else is wrong. That's what'll happen every time. So another pivotal verse.